Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning. This is Pastor Willis Shears, Jr., Senior Pastor of Charity Christian Bible Center Church. I pray that you're having a blessed Thursday morning. We've been talking this week about love and the way we've been approaching it is. We started off talking about how God loves sinners, talked about how we should love sinners. We talked about how as children of God, we must continue to love, love, love. And that's what we want to continue with today. And so the Bible tells us that we should love one another. And that's what we want to kind of focus on today. Because, see, we don't pick and choose who we love. The deal is, as a Christian, we must love everyone. We must love sinners. We must love our enemies. Oh, man, to love that kind of way, it's got to be agape, unconditional love. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 says this. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Now, the deal is, you know, that many times that there are times that people use this scripture and they're talking about don't owe anybody money and all of that. But the key thing is what we owe everyone is to love. And why do we owe people to love? We owe people to love them because God loved us. God loved us. And let me tell you, we were not the best people in the world. All of us, if we all had an opportunity to give our testimony today, every one of us can tell about where God brought us from. God has been so good to us and truly better to us than we've been to ourselves. So today I want to remind you that we should owe no one anything but to love them. So for us to love one another, then we've done what God required of us. And let me tell you, there are people that have hurt us and done wrong to us, but we still got to love. We should love them enough still to pray for them. We still want to be them to be blessed and all of that. Just because I love them don't mean, again, I have to be up in their faces and all of that and have to go along with everything that they do. I'm not going to compromise and be caught up in sin with them, but I'm going to love them enough that I pray for them and I wish the best for them and all of that. Galatians 5:13 says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." So the deal is, I think a lot of times as Christians, if we're not careful, we can go around acting like the world owe us something. But see, the deal is we owe the world something. We owe them a witness. We owe them a word. We owe them prayer. We owe them healing. We owe them surrender and release from sin. We owe them to tell them, go back to the world and tell the world what God has done for us. We owe them a testimony. We should tell them about what God has done for us. So just because you're saved now, it doesn't mean you walk around with your nose up in the air, so far up in the air that if it rained, you would drown. But we'll go around telling people about the fact that we have been set free. And freedom costs. To be set free from sin, it costs, because now the flesh is going to always be warring against the spirit, but we have responsibility to live saved. And the only way we can do that is through Christ. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." So our strength, our help coming from the Lord. Ephesians 4:2 says, "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another with one another in love. Now, that's a place there where a lot of times as Christians, if you're not careful, we can get caught up in our own way, and we're not bearing with one another. We're not being patient with one another. And matter of fact, sometimes the ones that are the closest to us is the ones that we take for granted the most and also treat the worst. But as a child of God, therefore, a sinner to be saved, for a sinner to, do you understand that we're the only Bible some people will read? And they would say, well, brother so-and-so is this way, or sister so-and-so is this way. So, I mean, if that's what being a Christian is about, I don't want to be one. But 1 Peter 1:22 says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. So in other words, we don't want to go around trying to fake it till we make it, because we can't make it faking it. Either you love or either you don't. Either you have the love of God or you don't. Either you're saved or you're not. But if you're not saved, you can be saved today. And I remind you again, sinners, Jesus died for you. He cared that much about you, even before you was conceived in your mother's womb, that he died for you. 1 John 4:7 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whosoever loves has been born of God and knows God. So the way you know if somebody has been born of God and that they know God is by their love. In other words, there are times that people don't deserve it. No, they don't. They don't deserve that love. But when you show them love anyway, the Bible talks about how you heap coals on their heads. When a person see that you continue to love, when you continue to love a person and you show that love to them, the love of God, that unconditional love, then that will affect them. They will have to change. You have to pray for change. Believe God for change, and it will happen. Listen, I pray that each one of you who are listening this week that you recognize, and I understand that you know that the world is celebrating Valentine's and all of that, and they have just finished celebrating that. But the key thing is every day is the Lord's Day, and every day is a love day. Every day we should be showing love. We shouldn't have to wait to one time of the year to show love, but we can show love every day because God is love. We walk in love, and we do what God says do in love. God is worthy to be praised. Listen, this is Pastor Willie Shears Jr., Senior Pastor of Charity Christian Bible Center Church. I want to remind you again that charity, which it means love, our church is Charity Christian Revival Center. It's located 59 Northeast D Highway. This year, we have declared this year is a year of revival. Our church service started at 11 o'clock on Sundays. We ask that if you do not have a church home or if you would like to just come visit, I ask that you'll come. Bring your, if you come sick, hurt, busted, disgusted. Charity is a place to be revived. A charity is a place that the love of God is shown even to sinners. Listen, I pray that you continue to, let's keep each other in prayer. Let's continue to love one another and pray for one another, because if you love one another, then God is going to be shown in your actions. Pray that you have been blessed today, and I pray that those who don't know Jesus, that you would come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and that for the pardon of your sin. So if you don't know Jesus today, if you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus buried and rose from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. So if you don't know him, trust him. Believe him today. I thank God for each one of you who are listening. I pray, God, that you'll continue to bless our community, bless our state, bless our nation, bless the leaders of our government. Father, help us to show love this day and for the rest of our lives. For as a child of God, we know that we must love one another. For we pray, God, that you will continue to bless homes and marriages are on the rocks. And we pray for those who are even in the middle of divorce. Pray for those who are suffering grief and all of that, God. Help them to know, God, that you still love them and that you're still there. You're just there with them even right now. So, Father, I pray for homes, God, that homes would be homes of love, that people would learn more about what it means to have unconditional love. God, that we would represent you in all that we say and do. We give you honor and glory and praise for this opportunity to speak to those who are listening today. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you till tomorrow.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.